This is Wade Brenske with the Chief Organizer's Report, back in the day in Arkansas. Sometimes it feels funny to be back in Arkansas. I lived here from June 1970 when I was coming from a stint in Massachusetts with the National Welfare Rights Organization to found ACORN, and lived in Little Rock until 1978 when we moved the national office to New Orleans. I was back from time to time for meetings, business with the union when we expanded Local 100 in the early 80s, and for her family reunions with mi compañera. I never really planned to be back. Then, more than a dozen years ago, in late 2012, I was lured back on a more regular basis to help keep KABF going, which put me on an almost monthly routine of 800-mile round trips between Little Rock and New Orleans, which I still do. I hankered for the West when I thought of mountains and streams. That's where I was born and raised for a while, in Wyoming and Colorado oil fields. When it comes to August, our vacations would be on the road, running from the heat, and it was the West where we would drive, camp, fish, and climb, packing the kids in one vehicle after another, stacked to the gills. Back then, I imagined at this time of life that that's where I would spend the summers and more. Instead, still working and trading one dream for another, and now still heading to Little Rock, I end up spending days and weeks in the Ozarks near the Buffalo River in the mountains, not far from something that used to be called Dog Patch, a one-time amusement area named after the old Little Abner daily comic strip about hillbillies. I was thinking about all this while reading a book about a former newspaper reporter and columnist, Mike Trimble. I knew Mike in 1970. We were tenants in the same big house in the Heights on Ridgeway Drive for the first 6 months or so after I moved here for good. I once helped him push his big Triumph motorcycle up the hills to the place when it broke down for some reason. Now, every spring, I meet with Ernie Dumas, who I also knew back in the early 70s, when he was a reporter at the Capitol and then on the editorial board. We had met through Mamie Ruth Williams and Pat House, veterans of the 57 Central High integration crisis, who had both ended up in politics on the progressive side. Mamie Ruth used to collect newspaper people, it seemed, so it was natural that my path would have crossed Ernie's. Ernie is a raconteur, and there aren't many left. He's not young anymore either, but older than me. His mind is still razor sharp, and on the excuse of me trying to raise money for the radio station, we'll meet for coffee near his place, and I'll prompt him to tell one story after another for a couple of hours. A couple of years ago, he mentioned that Trimble had died and asked if I remembered him. It turned out that he'd convinced the library's Butler Center to publish a book that collected a bunch of Mike's writings for papers in Arkansas and Texas. After I saw Ernie a couple of months ago, I went by the bookstore, partially owned by Leah Lett, who'd worked for ACORN and AFM back in the day. They had a copy of Ernie's Trimble collection. Most of the pieces were from the early 70s. It brought back a lot of memories because people from that time keep coming up in his stories who were long gone or lost to me. I can remember Ted Boswell, an almost candidate in 1970, telling me about Norman Thomas speaking at his family place between Bryant and Bauxite. There were a number of great pieces about the court hearing seeking to declare the Pulaski County Prison Farm unconstitutional. Phil Kaplan had been the main lawyer, and I can still remember meeting him in the first months I was in Little Rock in the law offices of John Walker's firm. I met Jack Labey there, who handled many cases for ACORN, including our suit against the Wilbur Mills Expressway. Somehow I had not realized that Steve Herman was on that prison case with Phil. I camped out the first couple of weeks in Little Rock at a place rented by a Vista lawyer, Jay Lipner, who was from Corpus Christi, and later showed up as a key lawyer for ACT UP in New York City. Steve and his wife were from New York and lived next to Jay. He was a Reginald Heber Smith fellow working out of the legal aid office, where I also borrowed office supplies and used the telephone before we had an office. The book was a treat for me, brought back memories back in the day. Few are left to tell those stories. What Ernie did for Mike, someone needs to get ready to do for Ernie. Back in the day, still informs these days. We need to take care of these stories and the people who populate them. They mattered then, and they matter now. This is Wade Brenske. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.